There's no shortage of what to see, hear, and do at any time in Nevada. Here to filter out a few of the best options is KNPR's Heidi Kaiser. She's stepping in for Mike Prevett, who is out on vacation. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Paul. And I would like to just start by saying that I am in no way filling Mike's shoes. I just don't have the energy that would be required for that.
All right. Noted. So let's see what you've got for us this week.
Okay, so apologies to the Big Lebowski and their fans. I'm going to start by just quickly noting that the Eagles are playing the Sphere this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th. That's at 8:30 both days, but there are only a few tickets left, and they're very expensive, around like $1,000. Still, they have won 6 Grammys, so I feel I'd be remiss if I didn't at least mention it. But moving on, something a little more my speed, Samara Joy is playing at Cabaret Jazz in the Smith Center.
All right. Speaking of Grammys, I believe she's got several as well.
That is right, including Best Jazz Vocal Album and Best New Artist for her second album, Linger a While, and an NAACP Image Award. All that, and she is only 26 years old. KNPR listeners will certainly have heard one of her many NPR interviews, and now they have a chance to hear that silky voice in person. Joy has been heralded as many things, all the way up to the superlative, the future of American jazz. And as Mike has mentioned before on this segment, live music lovers love Cabaret Jazz for its acoustics and atmosphere. So this could be a jazz fan's dream come true.
All right, so how do I get my hands on some of those tickets?
Well, there's just a few left. They're mostly around $100, though, which seems like a steal based on her popularity. So you'll want to get them soon if you would like to go, and that will be Friday, April 10th at 7:30.
Okay, so what if neither oldies rock nor jazz is your thing?
All right, so I've got one last music recommendation for you, and it's one that I know a few of my friends will love. It's the Las Vegas Bluegrass Festival. That's April 11th at Centennial Hills Park Amphitheater in Northwest Las Vegas.
Big bluegrass fan are you there, Heidi?
Well, it's not my jam, I'll admit, but bluegrass is well suited to the festival atmosphere because of its riffing, storytelling style. And this is the 10th installment of this one, according to the city of Las Vegas, which is hosting it. So they must be doing something right there. And the headliner is going to be singer-songwriter Ciara Hull. And the lineup also includes bands like Pitchfork and Page and the Overtones. The city says there will be a lot of other things going on besides music, including folk art, barbecue, beer, margaritas, and kids' activities as well.
Sounds like a family event when you put it that way.
Yeah, that's how it's built, and people are encouraged to bring chairs and umbrellas and lounge on the lawn. So definitely fun and relaxation is the vibe they're going for. And again, that's this Saturday. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it's completely free. But you can reserve a spot on Eventbrite if you are so inclined.
All right, let's move on from a good time to a good cause. You've got a fundraiser next, I understand.
That's right. It's Lead Library's Silver Soiree, which raises funds to support student employment at UNLV. The library is celebrating its 25th anniversary and inviting the public to join them.
So how do you celebrate a library?
With a soiree. And I had to say that again because I see you laughing at me, Paul. So I wondered that, too. Their website description is intriguing. It includes not only a slate of celebrity entertainers like magician Christopher Hart and comedian Matt King, but also what organizers describe as an immersive tour through the library itself, which will, and I am quoting here, reveal collections, innovation, and spaces in unexpected ways.
Definitely sounds intriguing.
Right. So whether it's that or supporting students that entices you, you can get a ticket for between $125 and $250. Check-in starts at 5:30 and the event starts at 6. And again, that's Saturday also.
And sticking with UNLV, you've got one more recommendation that's on campus.
That's right. Starting Monday, April 13th, that's, I know, a week out, but running through April 24th, people can see the MFA thesis exhibition of multidisciplinary artist Kayla Lockwood. It's called Read the Fine Print. And as Lockwood describes it, the work challenges the myth of home as a stable cornerstone of the so-called American dream. So I am pointing out someone's thesis exhibition because this one actually takes up two floors of the Don a Beam Gallery at UNLV, and it combines sculpture, installation, sound, architecture, so clearly an ambitious multimedia project. As visitors move through that space, the artist is walking them through an evolution from perception to reality.
Sounds like quite an experience. How do folks get into it?
So it is free, and the gallery is usually open from 9 to 5. That there will be multiple events held in conjunction with it, though. You'll want to check the website, though, to make sure that, you know, the gallery is open and it's open to the public.
And as always, we will have more information about it on our website, knpr.org. That's all the time we have for Heidi. Thank you.
Thank you.